Hello. This Sunday, Michelle and I are joining some of you and your families on hallowed ground, at Ground Zero, in Shanksville, and at the Pentagon. As we mark 10 years since that awful September morning, it will be a day of remembrance, reflection, and we pray, renewal. I know that not all of you will be able to join us on Sunday, so I wanted to take a moment to speak to you and your families on what I know is a very difficult day. Once more, we'll hear the names and see the faces of all those taken from us. But to you, it will always be personal. It was your husband or wife, your son or daughter, your brother or sister, your mother or father. In quiet moments of remembrance, some of you have shared with Michelle and me the beauty of their lives, the anguish of your loss, and the pain of these past 10 years. And I realize that there are no words that can ever fill the hole in your hearts. But today I want to say again, your loved ones live on in you and in the life of our nation, which will never forget them. In their name, we'll never waver in our efforts to prevent another attack on our shores and to spare other families the heartbreak you've known. In their name, we'll continue to deliver justice to those who took the people you loved most in the world. And in their name, we will come together in spirit of national service, to honor your loved ones as one American family. Finally, I want to thank each of you. Amidst unimaginable grief, you've carried on. Despite heartache that never goes away, you've done what your loved ones would have wanted. You've learned to live and laugh and love again. Your courage, your resilience, has been an inspiration to my family and an inspiration to the American people. Through you, we've been reminded that as a people, we don't simply endure. We can emerge stronger than before. It's the kind of courage I saw in Peyton Wall, a young girl from New Jersey who wrote to me about how she had lost her dad that day. She said, "Ever since my father died, I lost a part of me that can never be replaced." But she described her childhood as a little girl struggling to shine through. This past spring, Peyton was among the 9/11 families who joined me in laying a wreath at Ground Zero. She's lived most of her young life without her dad, but she's strong and confident and looking to the future. And every year, little by little, Peyton is shining through. To you and your families, we can never replace all that you've lost. But what we can do and what we will do is honor the memory of your loved ones by being the best country we can be, and by standing with you and your families, now and forever. May God bless all those we lost. May He watch over your families, and may God bless the United States of America.